Do that again.
Huh? Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
We're about to go to Chocolate City.
Let's get it!
The capital of the United States.
Woo! You know, haters are haters, you know. They control the mouth.
Merry Christmas, little man!
Commitment to fucking playing defense.
I'm not eating cat food either.
What's this all about? We're on the kiss cam. I feel a little reluctant to take that.
How sweet.
That thing was really strong.
Look out, Nene and Butler. Butting heads, looking at each other.
Broadcasting from the capital of the free world, this is Zardcast.
Welcome to Zardcast. I am your host, C.T. Schwenk. Thank you for joining us. It is April 12th, 2015. We took a week off. I was in Puerto Rico having some beers by the beach. And so Zardcast didn't exist then. But now we're back. Regular season winding down. We've got a lot to discuss here. I think we've got five games under our belt to get into. Got a full crew with us. Before we get into that, let's talk about our Twitter, at Zardcast. I think we've been putting up some quality tweets over there. Need some more followers. So if that's your if you're into this Twitter sphere, get at us. You can check out all of our work at zardcast.com. Subscribe on iTunes, Overcast, Podbay, whatever service you use. That's the best way to get the pod right into your pocket. Leave us a review on iTunes. That would be swell. That boosts us in the iTunes ecosystem. We're about to enter the playoff stretch. We're going to have a lot of content coming out in the coming weeks or so. We're going to probably do a regular season recap playoff pod sometime later this week. I'm going to talk to my friend Malcolm Johnson, possibly some folks from Bullets Forever. So we've got a lot going on. And then throughout the playoffs, the plan is to, speak our piece after all of these playoff games. Hopefully have something for you the following morning to digest while you wait for the next one. So we got a lot of things in the work, and one person who could not be more excited for all of this is David Keffer. He's fresh from a nap. He's ready to go.
When is he not?
He's chomping at the bit. How are you?
Good. You could see that look on my face, that ready to podcast look that I got.
And then to his left, Duncan Perfect Roth. You sat down on the couch right where you are at about 12 o'clock today.
And right around noon.
It's 8:30 now, and you are still there.
I've been on the edge of my seat for hours, ready to go, amped. I love podcasting. I love doing it with you guys. You know, I look forward to this all week long. So this time I got double the looking forward, and I'm ready to roll.
That got me really, really pumped up.
We've got one more gentleman. You heard him at the top of the pod. He's not so much excited for this podcast. He's excited for Game of Thrones tonight. He's joining us via Skype the first time we're doing this. Max Binstock, the guinea pig. How are you, sir?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. And I'm fully prepped for the show. I got all sorts of recommendations. Hopefully I can get my recommendations in before I dip out at 9 o'clock when Game of Thrones starts.
All right, well, if we're up against it, we'll get those from you before you get out the door. We should probably, kind of get into it here since, we do want to watch Game of Thrones. Although we're recording it, Dave. It's not too much of an issue for us.
Well, yeah, it's 2015. We do have a DVR.
Ouch.
Not over here, guy. Not over here.
I operate with the VCR and cassette still. It's pretty sweet. You know, I have a nice collection. It takes up roughly 2/3 of my bedroom.
I understand. I mean, you've got a lot of Lost. You've got a lot of Rock of Love in there.
Rock of Love is roughly 1/16 of my bedroom. Rock of Love cassettes.
Kid Nation, I know. I get it. You want to have some back catalog on your DVR. I understand.
I want something to show my grandchildren.
I do have one more note, actually, before we totally dive in. This is going to be our first episode on the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is the Washington Wizards podcast. Well, I think there's some basketball fans up there. That's what I've heard. These guys at the Baltimore Sports Report, they've been kind enough to host our content, to be partners in the podcasting endeavor. So if you found us via them, thanks for joining us, and we'll be with you throughout the playoffs. Thanks for jumping on the bandwagon, too. That's I think that's how it goes up there. If you're not familiar with the Wizards, then I guess that's where you land. But welcome. I went to Puerto Rico, as I said, so I've missed a lot of games. I'm going to count on you guys to fill me in and fill the listeners in. We're going to go about it a little bit differently tonight to introduce these games. But while I was gone, I mean, the Wizards season, it largely wound down. What did I? Can you guys kind of summarize, generalize what I missed here in these five games or so? It seems like things went relatively well. The Knicks game was the worst of it. I'm sorry, the Nets game. But yeah, so far it seems like the Wizards have kind of they're steadying the ship a little bit going into the playoffs.
A few episodes ago, the subject of like the dog days of the NBA season came up and how it's not that exciting and teams kind of chill and just coast. And I argued against that idea. I said I really enjoy this time of the season. The team's fighting for seeding and whatnot. And there's a good chunk of the NBA that is pretty exciting. But I would say the Wizards have been part of the... In general, it's just like how the week's gone since you've been away. Mm-hmm. They've been involved in a lot of the just kind of get to the end of the season.
Playing out the string.
Yeah.
5-1, though, baby. 5-1.
Very strong indeed.
You predicted... What, Max?
3-2.
Really? Oh, I thought you went 0-7.
That was an old bit.
You got to mix them up a little bit. They get dry.
But yeah, they did go 5-1, and their seeding hasn't moved an inch. So
that's
and John Wall has been putting up monstrous games.
That's true.
Philly, Knicks, and Memphis. He went 15 assists, 18 assists, 14 assists.
Very nice week for John Wall.
He loves to pass the ball.
And he's nearly the best at it. I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later in this week in John Wall, but he's right on the mark he's just behind Chris Paul for the assist average for the season. I think he averages 10 a game. I don't know how many he got today.
And nine.
Chris, and he got 9 today? Okay. And Chris Paul averages 10.3.
He had 9 in... a quarter and like 4 minutes today, though. It was all he had 6 in the first quarter, and then they didn't really play him a whole lot the rest of the way.
Pardon the sirens behind us. We'll have to edit this out.
Hey,
I know, terrible.
We could keep it in.
I think it adds a little danger to the podcast.
Yeah, so. These are the real streets of DC we live on, boys and girls.
We're not. I know Schwenk goes on vacations to Puerto Rico and Florida all the time, but we're not. We're not just sitting up in our ivory towers recording these podcasts. We're we're with you. We're with the listeners. You know, we're living
this shit.
Yeah. So that's just a glimpse.
Puerto Rico was great, by the way, you guys.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
You touch any dolphins or manatees or anything?
No, none of that. There's not a whole lot of wildlife in Puerto Rico.
You're definitely
at least you're not rubbing it in.
Touch. Manatees.
I touched a manatee once.
Well, you're not supposed to, don't
it? Debatable.
You could get in serious trouble for that.
I didn't.
Those manatees are delicate.
I even got a little bit of tan, Max. I didn't get burnt. How was my tan? You saw me last night. How did you think my tan was?
Questionable.
Questionable? Okay.
Yeah. At best.
All right. Well, let's get into some of these games. The first one, I guess this is all the way back last Friday against the Knicks at home. That's a W, 101-87. Big night for John. Max, as you just said, 18 assists. Otto plays well, and I'm sorry, I'm totally botching my bit here. I wanted to, you know, set all this up. I got ahead of myself here with some fill in the blank. So my first fill-in-the-blank, I want to hear from you guys. You guys don't have to answer them all, but just to get the discussion going, I think the big story from the Knicks game was Derek Fisher's views about pizza. This has to do with the Rasul Butler slam at the end of regulation to put the Wizards over the 100-point mark. That means, you know, Wiz 50, obviously, from Papa John's. And Derek Fisher thought it was Bush League, apparently. Drew Gooden gave him a stern talking to, and... you know, he whined about it in the postgame, says pizza doesn't even taste that great. So my fill in the blank for you guys is Derek Fisher's views about pizza are blank.
I would say objectively wrong, and you take 10,000 people, you might get like 35 who say they don't like pizza.
Yeah.
So that's my immediate reaction. Aside from that, I think it was a really cool thing. I didn't know this story. Keffer kind of explained this to me earlier about how he dunked at home to get to 100 because he realized it was with his 50, and he did it for the fans. I think that's an awesome thing to do for the fans. A game that's out of hand was kind of a blowout most of the game, and he's just going to go ahead and do that for the fans at the end. I think that's great. Fuck Derek Fisher.
Yeah, and I don't understand where Derek Fisher is coming from. He played on the Lakers forever, and they had almost an identical promotion where their fans would get tacos.
Ooh!
So I don't...
I did not know that.
I mean, he's got to understand where the fans are coming from on that. But, I mean, Derek Fisher's always been a garbage human being. So that's no surprise.
Yeah, he's morally wrong. Pizza is all about morals, guys. Been saying it for years.
And I know, I mean, I wasn't able to take advantage, but you fellows did. Dave, I know you said you were all in on it.
Of that particular Wiz 50?
Yes.
Yeah, if Rasul Butler is going to go out of his way to do a nice thing for me, I'm certainly going to take him up on it. Thanks, Rasul.
Little note in here under the Knicks game, I put Otto. I think he played well throughout a couple of these games, but played well against the Knicks. And, you know, he kind of, I mean, he's been seeing the floor more often. I know we argued for him to get playing time all year. And I'm not saying that, you know, this is peak Otto Porter or anything, but he seems to be playing well, hitting his stride. It's good that he's playing these minutes ahead of the playoffs when, you know, they might actually need him in the playoffs. And, you know, then he's basically coming in cold. So nice to see him playing well throughout these games. Saw a lot of good Otto Porter memes on Twitter on last Friday.
Yeah, people were really excited, and I was excited. I mean, even when he doesn't play well, it's at least a victory that you don't have Martell Webster out there for no reason. That's not accomplishing anything.
Right.
At the start of the streak, Randy was shortening his bench, and like Otto was getting like real like rotation type minutes, but I guess since like they're winding down the season, starting giving people rest, then he's sort of gone away from that. But it was good to see Otto out there making some plays, being an option, getting some offense, rebounds, showing a little athleticism at the three, which Paul Pierce really hasn't done much this year. So it's good to see Otto out there.
Yeah, I was saying to Duncan before we got on here, I feel like it would be in the Wizards' best interest if Randy Whitman, anytime he was like feeling like pulling the trigger on bringing Rasul Butler in, or he was like, oh man, I need to give Martell some minutes, he should just not do that and put Otto Porter in. Like, I know he gets the urge and he does it, but just try and rein it in a little bit, Randy.
Yeah, I think Pearson and Otto could cover the minutes pretty much the full range.
Yeah.
Also, Max, I want to say your voice really carries over Skype. You got a nice deep manly baritone going, and I think it sounds good.
Hey, Dunk, I love you, man. I love you.
let's get into the Grizzlies game here. That was on the road. That is also a win, 93-82. Two things I want to start out with. First of all, our fill in the blank. If beating Memphis was a delicious barbecued meat, this win would be blank. And I'm going to start off. I'm gonna say ribs, because I figure the ribs in Memphis are particularly delicious, and that's how this win felt. Cruising on my phone, I saw the score. I got a good text from Dave the night before asking if I got Comcast Sportsnet in Puerto Rico. Dave, unfortunately, they did not carry that, but
that's weird. I wouldn't have thought that.
I appreciated you trying to make sure that I basked in the win with you.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a lot of fun to watch.
What barbecued meat would this be, first of all?
I don't really understand the question, to be honest with you. I'm going to have to think about this.
All right.
I'd say when I go to barbecue places, I'm more in it for the sides. You know,
okay.
I love meat, but I really get into like the mashed potatoes, the cornbread, the mac and cheese, and I think it's important to the Wizards to get their lesser contributors to step up. When it's just John Wall doing the whole thing, they tend to not win. So I'm going to go with sides.
Okay.
John is the pulled pork, the brisket, the ham, the ribs, all of it in one. He is the main star. He's the reason you go there, son.
Like I said, Dave, that text was at 2:30, by the way. I don't, what were you up doing, Dave?
Tough to say, man. Could have just been celebrating that W.
Let's chalk it up to that. The Wiz went in Memphis for the first time in 10 years, and I think this has to go on the list as one of their better wins of the season. So that's cool to see. You know, and this I mean, we talked about this kind of stretch of the schedule, and, you know, hey, it's a little bit softer, you know, a nice way for them to close out. But we always said, you know, that Grizzlies game on the road, that would be the toughest one. I mean, who knows how, and we saw the Hawks game today. They rested all their starters and Cleveland, you know, who knows how they'll handle things on Tuesday night. But this was always the tough one, and they ground it out.
And the Grizz aren't coasting. Those games mean something to them. So yeah, they're not just gifting them the teams.
And the Grizzlies did gift them the game last time they played. They sat all four of their main guys, mm-hmm. and then Wall came out and said that the Grizzlies didn't respect them. So that would have been embarrassing if the Wizards just got their ass kicked when they actually did play. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Moving on to the 76ers at home. That's a win, 119-90. Duncan, this fill in the blank goes to you first. Just because I know these games are unique experiences for you. Watching the Wizards drill the 76ers for one last time this season was a blank experience.
Typical, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the Sixers got the win back in February. Was that?
Yeah. No, Sixers, they're... They're a frustrating team. I it's hard for me to get behind their approach to rebuilding.
Where do they stand as far as
they're guaranteed a top three pick. It's not quite settled what odds they'll have yet, but their loss last night guaranteed them top three. I don't know. Nerlens looks really good lately, and the rest of the team won't be on the team in a year and a half. So you have no idea what they are.
We were just laughing about KJ McDaniels.
Oh yeah, gosh, that's if you're a frequent listener, you'll remember that was the part of the trade deadline activity of the Sixers that really rubbed me wrong even more than MCW, and he had the double chase down block.
Yeah,
give that a Google if you haven't seen it. 10 seconds, 2 chase down blocks, remarkable play. But we got Isaiah Cannon now, so.
You ride with Isaiah. I think typical would be a good way to describe this. I mean, obviously, the last loss from the Wizards at the hands of the Sixers was quite disappointing. So the fact that they were able to get back to business as usual with the lowly Sixers was encouraging and continued this kind of upward trend we've seen with the Wizards as of late. John Wall gets the night off. Some more mean street stuff going on behind us. John Wall, the night off. First time in more than 2 years. He has not missed a game since January 7th, 2013. Man.
It was honestly kind of strange watching the Wizards without him. And really seeing a sustained period of time where John Wall wasn't out there and the Wizards were actually winning. It wasn't something that I have really been accustomed to it all this year, but Sessions and Will Bynum both played pretty well. I mean, it was the 76ers, but still
good for them to get quality reps. You know, that's really what's needed going into the playoffs.
Sessions still can't finish at all, though.
It's really weird.
He's been playing better and better since they signed him, but he cannot finish. It's crazy. The guy misses more layups than lots of other people.
He gets to the line, though. I mean, he's aggressive and attacks the basket, which nobody else on the team can really do other than Wall. So that's probably the thing that he does best. And I think just that in itself is worth shipping out Andre Miller for.
Yeah, definitely an upgrade.
Only other thing I got here, Wiz score 70 points in the first half. That's a season high. Yeehaw. I know we just talked Knicks here. Since we were just talking draft lottery and such, quick follow-up. My boy Stuart Rosenbaum, we disparaged him last pod about the Knicks and how he wants them to lose out and our lottery discussion. He wanted a formal rebuttal, so I told him I'd give it to you guys. The reason he wants them to lose out, he doesn't care about the lottery or anything like that, is because if they get the first pick, he doesn't want like any frozen envelope excuses. Mm-hmm. It all harkens back to that. That's why I told you he had some sort of madness to it, and that's what it was. Random tangent, but.
I don't think I believe in any of that conspiracy theory nonsense about the lottery. I'm sure that Max...
I was about to say, Max, thoughts?
I mean, I don't, even if they do rig it this time, like there's like two or three, there, I don't know. The draft classes haven't really been that good lately. And there's like two or three guys that I feel like you can't differentiate between. So, I mean, how do you know if Okafor or Towns is like better really? Or that guy Mundiai, like I'm sure the Knicks would be happy to have any of those three.
Are you a believer in general, of, you know, drafts getting fixed and whatnot?
Absolutely.
What about, do you think the Ewing draft was fixed, the frozen envelope?
I mean, I was born in 1989. I think that happened in 1984. So my expertise doesn't travel to anything before my time.
Fair enough.
But
you were
I
on it when you were one, though, right?
I would not
the
doubt
90
it.
Draft.
Dude, all just, drafts are fixed. You think John Wall didn't land in the Wizards' lap on?
Well,
the
Dave year fixed
Abe
that
Poland
one. That's
died when Abe Poland's like wife was up there. Of course they did.
Yeah, that just seems to fit perfectly in with your general worldview. The the idea that someone out there is trying to muck up the league like that.
You think LeBron being from Cleveland and getting drafted by Cleveland is just a coincidence?
Yeah, and then you got Derrick Rose going to Chicago. But yeah, I do think all of those are coincidences.
Well, I'm a firm believer in draft fixes.
Fair
among
enough.
Other conspiracies, that I believe.
Many, many other.
Are you for it?
I mean, if it helps me, I'm all about, I'm all about number one, baby.
Yeah, I think maybe the underlying basis for all this is that you would certainly rig the NBA draft if you had the capability to. So you're thinking, well, hey, why wouldn't somebody else?
Yeah, you gotta if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Oh, guys, I want to let you know that I also have written another poem for the week.
Yes.
Oh man, I brought this up earlier. I was worried because you weren't here. We're gonna have a poem, and now I'm pumped.
Okay, well, when would you like me to read it?
What's it about?
One of the great bullets of all time, who I was recently just thinking about, and I Googled him, and I learned a lot. I found out he recently died, and it was pretty sad, but I wrote a nice little poem about him.
All right, let me...
Cue up a reading rainbow.
Let me give it... this is also uncharted territory. Let's see if we can make this happen.
Is this the first ever Skype audio clip poetry reading podcast simultaneous action we've had going?
We're really pushing the boundaries of the format.
This is Schwenk, groundbreaking
stuff.
I know that you do Skype often with your other podcast, the sister podcast, Red Shell Radio.
Yeah, it's we don't have any poetry over there. And we use a different setup, so things are a little bit more complicated. But let's see what we can do right here.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
All right. Finstock, lay it on us.
Okay, well, this week in, I think it's called Max's Poetry Corner.
Max's Poetry Corner.
We're going to, the subject is Bob McCann, formerly of the Bullets. I think he spent a short time here in D.C. In maybe like the 94 season where the Wizards or the Bullets made the playoffs against, got swept by Jordan's Bulls. So,
listeners, give it a Google. You might learn more than that.
Oh yeah.
I didn't. All right. I didn't realize that he had died. When did that happen, Max?
Well, in 2011. So I'll go ahead and read the poem, and maybe you'll learn some more things about him. Bob McCann, a journeyman at best. Bob McCann, I found you were recently laid to rest. You spent a short time here in D.C. Bob McCann, you meant a lot to me. You have a great nickname. The no look pass. Bob McCann, your daughter was in my class. Bob McCann, the pride of Morehead State. Unfortunately, Bob, you weren't as good as the manimal Kenny Freed, mate. Bob McCann, you spent many time overseas. Bob McCann, you were known to barbecue peas. Apparently, you are a well-known chef. At 6'6", 245, you could intimidate a ref. Bob McCann, you are the bullet of the week. Bob McCann, may you rest in peace.
Let's give him snaps.
Wow. Wow.
What a loving tribute to Bob McCann.
Yep. I'm sure he would be a listener.
Emotional. That was heavy stuff.
I was just thinking about how Cartier McCann used to steal my pencils out of my desk. And I said, she had a famous dad who played for the Bullets, so why not write a nice little poem about him?
That's really nice to start off this poem in his honor by saying you were average at best.
You were a journeyman.
And your daughter used to steal pencils from me.
For all accounts, he seems like a really good guy. So.
That's my only account of him personally, so seems like the man to me.
Well, let's get into the Nets game. Max, you want to talk about this one and hop out? Let's at least get your fill in the blank. Because I know this game probably drove you nuts. So our fill in the blank for the Nets is, it is blank to watch the Wizards come out flat and lose to the Nets.
It is so Wizards to watch.
Perfect.
That's a good answer.
So Wizards. But luckily, it was in the middle of I think they won four or five games in a row at that point. And like I said, a couple of pods, or the end of the season, we're almost there. We're at the end of the rainbow. There's a big ass pot of gold. There's fucking so much gold, Lucky Charms, and we're almost there. We have a nice either fourth or fifth seed. At the beginning of the year, I guess you'd take something like that. So, you know what? Let's finish off strong. Let's stay healthy. Also, that's the other thing. Like, the Hawks, Millsap had a shoulder sprain. He's been out. I think I saw Marcus Saul got hurt a couple days ago. That could be trouble for them. Pray to God. The Wizards have two games left. Hopefully, they have a full cast of characters going forward. So
we're going to do some recording later on the week, so I'm sure you'll return with us then. But go join Game of Thrones, and we'll finish it off over here.
Yeah, I need to get a DVR, though, so I really need to do that.
It's like $12 a month. Definitely worth it.
VHS, 20 cents a cassette.
You can probably get like 6 hours on a cassette, too.
All right. Well, I'll be over late this week.
All right. Go with it. Max Binstock, always enlightening.
Something like that.
This Nets game here, they get smashed 117 to 80. They basically do what the Wizards did to the 76ers the previous game. No John again. Brad Beal, Marshall Gortat. They play well, but that's about it. The rest of the team shoots 25%. Let's give Martian his music here. I think he deserves it after, playing so well. The last couple of games, really, Martian's really been solid. Martian. So he deserved that music, you guys.
I think so. He's shooting something like 75% over his last 10 games, just making everything, rebounding really well. I think he had like 18 rebounds in that Nets game, something like that.
Played well tonight against the Hawks. That's when we're recording this on a Sunday night.
In today's game, when they got off to that quick start and got up by like 20 points, it was just him and Wall. It was pick and rolls. He had a bunch.
He is so good running that pick and roll with Wall. He's got great hands. He always knows like exactly where to be, where to slip in the seams there. And it seemed like they just stopped running that play for weeks there. But hopefully he's played well enough to not sit any more fourth quarters ever. That is not a viable strategy.
It seems like he gives enough effort at this point.
Right.
Checked on the score as I deboarded my plane and could do nothing but shake my head. And especially because this kind of locks him in pretty much to the fifth seed, which we can tap into the Eastern Conference standings in a moment here, but that pretty much does it. So they're going to have to go on the road. They're going to face the Raptors or the Bulls. We can make gloss on them in just a minute, but that's pretty much the outcome of this game, which is unfortunate, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's the fifth seed, and, hey, it's the playoffs. It's where you like to be.
I thought the biggest takeaway from that Nets game, I mean, Wizards were getting stomped right out of the gate, really, but Brad Beal came alive with about 5 minutes left in the first half, and he was being guarded by Markel Brown, is I think his name, rookie on the Nets. And for that last 5 minutes of the second quarter and then the first, you know, 5 or 6 minutes of the second half was, like, by far the most aggressive I've ever seen him. He was playing, like, Russell Westbrook out there, just taking, like, pull-up threes in this guy's face, and he had no points going into that little stretch, and then had, I think, 22 by the time he was done and came out in the third. And he obviously couldn't do it by himself, but it was good to see that he has that in him, the ability to take over a game like that, which he really hasn't done since, I think, the Bulls series last year.
That is nice to see. That's another thing we've talked about before, where you'll look at the stats at the end of a game, usually in a win, and Beal have 22 points, and you'll be like, what? I don't know, I'm scoring 22 points.
Right.
And it's all just him getting points off of other people's work. So it's nice to see him step up and kind of do it when they need him to take over.
Right, and hopefully that'll be good for his, you know, mindset going into games, just to know that he has that that other gear that he can go to if they need it.
One last fill in the blank for you guys. The Wizards are a blank team when John Wall is not playing. It's an easy one.
Garbage.
D-League.
Poop. A poop team.
Now, let's...
It's just not fun to watch. No. Who wants to watch that?
Let's round it off into the final home game of the season. That was earlier this evening. The Wiz beat the Hawks 108-99. Not really a badge of honor with this victory. The Hawks hit DeMar Carroll, Al Horford, Jeff Teague, and Kyle Korver. So, yeah, they pretty much led by like 10 or so. I think I don't know what the largest lead was, but they were definitely up by 20 at one point.
They were up by 20 in the first.
And
I don't think it dipped below 9 the whole game.
Yeah, they drilled them pretty good. I mean, everyone, all the starters played well. John ended up with 24, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Dene had 14, Paul Pierce 14, Gortat 15 and 9, Brad had 17. So, nice day all around for everyone. Otto, 9 and 4. Good stuff. Dave, you didn't miss a whole lot. You were fading a little bit there at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, they were up, what, 22 after the first quarter? I figured something like that.
It was, they were up. I can't do math.
still had, like, a Probably double-digit second-half deficit, though. I'd be really curious to see what the... If you just took the second-half scores of the Wizards game since the All-Star break, that's got to be abysmal.
Oh, yeah.
They might be, like... I was about to say negative 100. That's unrealistic. Yeah, they might be, like, negative 50, though.
The Hawks outscored them by 6 in the third quarter and another 6 in the fourth. So, 12 overall and... Yeesh. Yeah, that's discouraging, but still got the win. You know, you had to figure they were going to flounder a little bit like that in a big win.
Yeah,
that's pretty standard.
How did Wall end up giving away 10 turnovers? Just maybe a little rust, hasn't played in a few days.
Midway through the third, I noted that Russ Westbrook had 20 in the first and might be on his way to a.
We're not being as truthful.
Might be on his way to a 50-point game with a triple-double, so much of the second half of the Wizards, it was on flip-back.
Yeah.
Just making sure they were still up by 10 and then going back to watch the Russ Westbrook show.
Sorry, Wiz. We just... Duncan's got a supreme hard-on for Russ Westbrook, so...
It's still active, and that game ended like 20 minutes ago.
I mean, he dropped 54 points. That's understandable.
54, 8, and 9 or something like that. I really won triple-double.
Well, right on. So the Wiz, they now stand at 46-34. They have 2 games left. They play the Cavs on Tuesday, the Pacers on Wednesday. Let's go over to our Eastern Conference standings and let's kind of examine where the Wizards are and how the rest of this side of the bracket is shaping up to be. Let's go to our Martell Webster Overture here. Right on, right on. So obviously the Hawks tonight, they've got the one seed locked up. They can rest their guys. Kind of interesting to see what Cleveland is going to do on Tuesday, if they're going to take the same kind of approach. They're locked into that 2 seed. Pardon me just a second. So the Raptors are a hold of the 3rd seed at the moment. The Bulls have the 4th, Wizards in the 5th, and then you've got the bottom... 6, 7, 8, Bucks, Celtics, Nets. That's a tight little race there, especially for the 7 and the 8 slots, with Indiana and Miami both knocking on the door. All those games, they're all within 2.5 games of each other. So really, it's a matter of the Wizards. Are they going to play the Bulls or the Raptors? I think we all know who we would prefer.
Do
you guys want a shot at the Raptors? Or would you rather play it safe with the Bulls?
I've wanted Bulls all along, but now with Rose playing, Raptors playing so terribly, I don't know. Do you want the matchup or do you want the team playing worse? I'm pretty conflicted about it.
I think I'd go matchup, but it would be way more satisfying to me, at least, to beat the Raptors than it would to beat the Bulls.
See, I feel I think the Bulls would be a tougher out than the Raptors, just because the Raptors have been playing so badly lately, and the Bulls seem like they have a higher gear than the Raptors do. They've played better at certain points than the Raptors ever got to, but I just want the Bulls just because I hate the Bulls and I want to beat them. And if we're only going to get one playoff series, I want it to be against the Bulls. I think that would be a really fun, intense series to watch. Maybe start of like a new rivalry there if we play them twice in a row.
Yeah.
I actually just realized the answer for me is I want the Bulls, because me and Max have that bet. This was back when the Raptors were playing really well and had the Wizards number. So we bet 50. I got the Wizards against their first round opponent, unless it's the Cavs or the Raptors. But I don't want the bet to be void. I want it to be active.
Right.
At this point, I think they beat the Raptors, potentially. So I want to see the Bulls just so that's a real bet, and I want to have a bet against Max. So I guess I want the Bulls.
Schwenk, who are you taking?
I got to take the Bulls. I like the matchup better. I really don't like the Raptors because I feel like when they – their season has kind of mirrored the Wizards, and I felt like when the Raptors were playing well, they got a lot more shine than the Wizards did, and I think their bodies of work are probably fairly comparable. I don't know a whole lot about the individual wins and losses, but just, you know, how both teams have played throughout the season. A little bit of resentment for me from the love that they were getting early in the season. So, but I got to go with the Bulls.
Plus, you know, Canadians.
God damn. Oh, and I hate Drake so much. I don't care for his music. I think he's an ass clown, man. I hate his whole shtick about how he loves Kentucky and you know, now he's glommed onto this entity that I don't like. It just further deepens the hatred for me. It's coming from a dark place, boys. For the 7 and the 8 slots, I'll give you four teams. You pick two: Celtics, Nets, Pacers, Heat. Who's in? Who's out?
Celtics and Pacers.
Well, they both won tonight. Does that have your standings have those wins involved? The Cavs just picked the Celtics essentially as their opponent. The Cavs just played a back to back against the Celtics and played nobody and let the Celtics win twice, and now they looks like they have the 7th seed, like the first shot at it. So it's kind of weird. The Cavs just like decided they wanted to play the Celtics. They easily could have won those two games. Instead, they said, we'll play you in the playoffs and beat you four times then.
Yep, that seems likely. I think the Pacers climb back in it here.
Seem a little bit rejuvenated with the... I mean, they've been playing well for a while, but now Paul George is back too. So
beat the Thunder tonight.
And if Millsap is out, and obviously Cephalosha is out, thanks to the NYPD... I think the Pacers could definitely give the Hawks a good series.
This is true. Man, that is some shit. Getting his leg broken like that. And then they held him in custody and didn't give him any medical treatment. Seems on par for what we read about the New York Police Department these days. Without getting too political over here, boys and girls. So let's shift gears here. Let's do our favorite, my favorite weekly segment, This Week in John Wall.
Ni ha washi John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John was just a boy.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall of the Washington Wizards.
A spectacular circus shot by John Wall.
Everybody knew it, John Wall. Knew it, John Wall. Knew it, John Wall.
Couple fun tidbits here about Johnny Wall from this past week. As we said before, John sits two games straight, hasn't sat a single game since January 7th, 2013. Dave, you said it was a little bit jarring to not see him out there on the court. Understandably so. Another thing that John was talking about in the media came out against the player voted NBA awards that they're instituting this year. He said he's not participating, and saying, you know, guys got agendas. They got egos. The whole thing's going to be tainted. Who cares? Which I like. I like his attitude just to be, who cares? Any thoughts on that?
John's a real guy. He's going to say some real shit like that from time to time.
I don't know. I'm fine with him, like, not wanting to be a part of it. I don't know. What do you get from being against it? I don't see why you would be against it. Well, it's going to be like a separate set of awards. It's not like...
Well, what I've been reading is that the head of the Players Association is using this as sort of a test run to try to integrate player voting into these awards so that they would get, you know, a certain... percentage the players' votes would count like that. And even though, I mean, you can say these awards don't matter, they definitely do, not just as far as like a guy's legacy or whatever if he gets in the Hall of Fame, but also in guys' contracts and things like that. Like, they're, you know, Derrick Rose and Paul George definitely both had situations where their contracts would pay them a certain amount if they made, like, all NBA first team or, you know, if you win the MVP. So there are some real ramifications to those awards.
John also grabbed his career-high 18 rebounds against the Knicks. He keeps saying that he's gunning for 20.
I want the 20. I said that was another one. I really wanted to get 20. I thought he could get it in the All-Star game when it was just like a free-for-all. 18, so close. I get angry at these made-up stats a lot of times on ESPN when they tell you that John Wall was the first person in 40 years to have, you know, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, and less than 4 turnovers, you know, in under 35 minutes.
Right.
But like a 20-assist game, that's a real – that's a thing. That's something, you know, you can get excited about, and it would be cool to see him get it.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, the assist title is within his grasp. He had 9 assists tonight. I don't know how that alters his average right now, but before the Hawks game, he was averaging 10 a game, and Chris Paul is averaging slightly more at 10.3 assists per game. So,
I don't think he really has a shot, just because Chris Paul's been like consistently putting up 10 plus every single game. But after tonight, he needs 21 assists in his next 2 games to set the Wizards franchise record for assists in a season.
That's a concrete statistic.
Does co-host on. Max have to change his Twitter handle?
From Rod Strickland?
Yeah. If he becomes the all-time assist leader?
I think he would have to, yeah.
We'll put him up to it when we talk to him later this week. Anything else about John? Did you hang out with him this week, Dave? I know it was your happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Did you get a birthday text, a card? Did you guys maybe go out? Some drinks?
No, we've both just been real busy last week or so. I mean, obviously he did write on my wall on Facebook, but
that's cute.
That was about it.
All right. Well, no, you're better off with a John Wall happy birthday post on Facebook than without one. So very, very nice. 2 more games in the regular season for the Wizards at the Pacers on Tuesday, at Cleveland on Wednesday to close it out. And we roll into the postseason. How do the Wizards fare in these last 2 games, boys?
2-0.
I got 1-1.
Which one did they lose to?
I think they lose to the Pacers. Pacers are gunning. They're trying to get in there. Cavaliers are playing nobody. I think Wizards are somewhere in between in terms of effort, and they'll go 1-1.
I'll go 1-1 too. I will not pick 0-2.
Thanks. Well, Max would have anyway. So
yeah, we'll chalk Max up.
All right. Let's move on to NBA recommendations, and then we'll get out of here. Actually, I've got a recommendation, and I can't even get the name out. Dave, you're a pro at pronouncing this.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is that it?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think that's it.
Well, he rules. I saw him on Top Plays recently. He had like a block and a slam. He's just been killing it for the Bucks. I give a lot of Bucks love in my recommendations. I don't mean to do that, but
they're a fun team to watch.
What the buck are you doing over there?
My other recommendation, here's my NBA link. Childhood friend of Brad Beal, Nelly, was arrested in Florida for possession of crystal meth.
Like a lot of crystal meth, right?
I don't know how much it was.
Like a chandelier's worth of crystal.
I know reading it, it was the cop pulled him over. For
like the former BCS championship trophy worth of crystal.
That would be kind of tight. See that? I would smoke some crystal meth if it was in the shape of the crystal football.
And if you were with Nelly, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, if you're hanging out with Nelly and he's like, you want to do some math? I guess you got to say yes. I've done more dangerous things than that, so.
That's another podcast.
Yeah. Danger After Dark.
I'll throw in my rec, my NBA recommendation here.
Go for it.
Yours, the Young Bucks. I've been enjoying the Young Wolves as the season's closed. They've got two different dudes under the age of 20 who've scored over 30 points in this month. That's pretty wild. I watched the Warriors-Wolves game last night, Saturday night, and watched Zach LaVine. LaVine?
Is it LaVine?
I think it's LaVine. Put in 20 in the fourth. And that was pretty fun to watch. Just going out. He was shooting like every time he got the ball, but still fun to watch. So I'd watched two games left and a lot of other stuff settled. Throw on the Wolves game. Why not?
Let's throw it to Max in the past for his recommendations.
Well, I got three recommendations. I spent a lot of time. So I'm a big Action Bronson fan, the rapper and the chef, and he has this YouTube thing. It's called Fuck, That's Delicious. And in one of them, he's playing basketball, and he's like a big fat man with red hair and a giant red beard. And he hits like, I don't know, man, like 10 jumpers in a row, 10 threes in a row. Just so, he's so wet. So if you want to check that out, it's on YouTube. Taxi Cab Confessions, Basketball and Blunts. Fuck, That's Delicious. Also, I'd like to recommend the Curry Ones. Those Under Armour shoes. Those things are fire, son.
Do you have a pair or just seen them?
I just saw them, dude. I need to get some.
Yeah.
Duncan, if you're at America and you see somebody, play them for his shoes. Hopefully.
No, I was considering the Curry Ones. It was either the Currys or the Walls. Like, I need a new pair, and I was between those two.
Well, I mean, you can't pick anything but John Wall, but if you have some extra funds lying around, that would definitely.
Right.
What are those bad boys retailing for, Max?
Nah, I don't know. You just gotta be in the streets and hope to win them off somebody at a game.
I'm sure underarmor.com can help you out too.
Also, I always like to read Jonathan Abrams' articles on Grantland. He wrote one about Draymond Green being a shit talker. I love talking shit. So I respect other people who talk shit, and he's really good at it, apparently. Oh, he also had a really funny zing at Doc Rivers, where what did he say about Doc Rivers? He just straight up called him Glenn. I mean, I guess no one's ever called him Glenn.
Got him.
In a while, even though that's his name.
Burn.
Yeah. So, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, Max. That was very nice of you to share. I put in a lot of work with that. All right, Dave, do you got anything for us? Anything you just want to recommend, you know, life-wise?
Well, I mean, pretty much all my non-Wizards watching has just been consumed by the 2-6 seed out West, them trying to figure out where all of that is going to shake out. And yeah, I encourage you to try to look at the schedule and then look at the tiebreakers and see how long it takes you before you just get really upset and give up trying to predict what will happen. Because for me, it was like 15 minutes the other day, and then my head started to hurt and I started to feel like a big idiot. So I took a nap.
And write in. Let us know how long it took you before nap timers required.
At Zardcast on Twitter. Zardcast@gmail.com if that's your preferred route of contact. Well, let's get out of here on that, boys.
Let's go watch some Game of Thrones.
Yeah, for sure. So we said at the top of the show, you know, you like what you hear, tell a friend. Find us on iTunes Podcast, I'm sorry, Overcast, Podbay, whatever you may use, Zardcast.com. We're going to be back on Thursday after the regular season wraps. We'll talk, you know, kind of regular season reflection. We'll talk about who the Wizards will face in the first round of the playoffs. Hopefully we'll have a guest on, someone from Bullets Forever, my friend and Wizards fan, Malcolm Johnson. He'll join me tomorrow probably, so we'll have some midweek pod action for you too.
Good friend of mine, DMX, also talking about getting on sometime soon.
Yeah, let's have DMX on for the regular season recap playoff preview. So a lot of guests. We'll have something, some midweek stuff for you to chew on. We'll have something for you later in the week for you to get prepped for the playoffs. So it should be fun, and we'll be with you throughout the playoffs, following up on every game and speaking our piece and then giving you something to listen to as you await the next match. So, for our crew out here, David Keffer and his wonderful beard, Duncan Perfect Roth, Max via Skype, I am CT Schwenk. Go Wizards!